There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is in your town? I have a theory that one of the things that makes North Dakota great is the fact that our cities, think Bismarck, Minot, think Fargo, Grand Forks, are made up of places, or made up of people, rather, from all the other places in North Dakota. Now, that's not entirely true, and it's far from scientific, but boy, I tell you what, just talk to folks in a town and find out where they're from, and a lot of North Dakotans, stay in North Dakota, come back and contribute to the community. But I believe what makes this state really great is the way of life in small town North Dakota, out of the farm, out of the ranch, folks that grew up in small towns, you know, tight-knit communities looking out for each other. And that's why I love the What's in Your Town tour. It's one of the favorite parts of my month. We try and get out at least twice a month. We're in Northwood, North Dakota today. Let's do a little word association. Todd, when I say Northwood, North Dakota, what comes to your mind? Boom, what first pops there?
Southwood. Or Wood. North of Wood, okay.
Yeah, all right. But
hey, you asked, if you were looking for a particular answer, you should have prompted me.
Okay, well, let me ask you a little different way. What do you know about Northwood, North Dakota? What comes to mind when I ask you about, North?
Was in the news a while back.
You're thinking the tornado probably, huh?
Mm-hmm.
2007.
So how have they rebuilt? How has it come back together?
It's amazing because I was here quite a bit during that and after in the cleanup, and it's amazing. I mean, I remember walking through the school and the puddles and, what are they going to do and where are they going to go? And, the hospital was pretty hit hard. But they've really, that gives you an idea of the kind of resiliency of the community. That was a body blow. I mean, that was for a community this size to take the hit they did was pretty significant there, and they've come back from it. But a lot of people think that. I think two names, actually. Enoch Thorsgaard, who's going to be on the program today, 98-year-old legend, former legislator. He's done it all in North Dakota, entrepreneur and rancher, and just a great innovator. He's 98. We're going to talk to Enoch today on the program. I also think Keith Bierke. Keith, the former adjutant general, farmed up in these parts for a lot of years. So those are two people that are just good, salt of the earth, solid, rock solid, great North Dakotans who give you an idea what kind of stock they have here in Northwood, North Dakota. But, you can play a little word association with us today. Northwood, by the way, for folks that don't know, would be south and a little bit west of Grand Forks. So it's in the eastern edge of North Dakota. We were in Crosby, so we're kind of on the bookends on our What's in Your Town tour this particular month. And we do want to thank the folks that make our broadcast possible, the folks from Cloverdale. Everything's better with bacon and that great Cloverdale summer sausage, and I could keep going, but it's very good. Marvin Windows Grafton, another one of our What's in Your Town tour stops up Grafton, North Dakota. Marvin Windows reminds you, great opportunities up there, good place to work, good place to call home, as well as our friends Marvin Communications and Teddy's Residential Suites. If you're in the oil patch, it is a place you ought to call home. You ought to even just take a little day trip up to Newtown, Watford City, two beautiful locations of Teddy's Residential Suites in each of those communities, and of course also in Watford City, there's a little Missouri Inn and Suites, and a new Teddy's Residential Suites coming to Newtown as well. So anyway, that's the What's in Your Town tour, and love to hear from you today on the program. I also want to thank I'll give you an idea, Todd. I walked in here about 7:30 this morning. We're broadcasting from the Northwood Business Center, okay? And the Northwood Business Center is one of the pieces of infrastructure in the community that came out after the tornado, because some buildings downtown were pretty tough, state of disrepair, and they built this business center. And it's essentially something that now is kind of chic in the big cities, where you have these office co-ops, where you come in and you share the common space in the conference room, but you have your own little work area, and you can, it allowed for more businesses to come in. So a very innovative idea that was long before they were doing that in the big cities right here in Northwood. But I come in here and I got a note from Stan Baker, and Stan's one of the local law enforcement officers, but also helped us get all the internet connections ready to go. And he said, I want you to know that Ben Hunter from Northwood Tech Solutions ran a little network cable for the show today, donated his time and material. And also Marshall Troutman and the good folks at MLGC Cable Company increase the upload speed on your connection for today to assist with your broadcast. And oh, by the way, the folks from Northwood Floral and Gift are going to drop by some freshly made caramel rolls, and they come by like right out of the oven. They're famous for their caramel rolls at the Northwood Floral and Gift, but like right out of the oven. I mean, unbelievable good. And also, he left another note saying, Chad Turner from Alaris Bank wanted to donate some pens, plates, cups, and napkins, for the coffee and for your guests for the caramel rolls. And I'm just, that's the great part of small towns. People just are marvelous. They really are fantastic. So thanks to all the folks for the good hospitality here, and also our sponsors, Northwood Deaconess Health Center. We're going to meet the good folks from there a little. Healthcare is so important to small towns. We'll talk about that today on the program. You might have heard of AgVise Laboratories. Some folks in the ag world would do word association with Northwood and AgVise. Because they do a lot of good soil testing, a lot of innovative work, one of the big suppliers here. Mellon Lumber, Build and Funeral Home, Baseview Petroleum, Skip's Petroleum, Corsmo Brothers Trucking, Citizens Community Credit Union, and Uglum Nest, all the fine sponsors of ours here today, and we thank them all for bringing you our broadcast today from Northwood, North Dakota. We're actually going to do a little lunch a little later on today. I always love that, get a chance to meet folks and hear about what's happening. So we'll be at the Cool Stuff Drive-In today. I want to thank those folks for hosting us for lunch a little later on today. Should be a lot of fun. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind, ladies and gentlemen. And that telephone number to answer that question is 701-258-0550. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. If you want a little toll-free telecall to us, you can go that way. You can also send us a note by email, and that would be studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. So if you want to share a thought about Northwood, we'd love to hear from you on that. I want to talk a little bit about the testing protocol, and the legislature is looking at an opt-out bill that would ensure the right to skip standardized tests. Now, this civics test has been in the news of late because North Dakota, among the first in the country to pass this requirement for graduation of passing a civics test. And I think everybody thinks, good idea. We can argue around the edges, like, why is it only 60% to pass and, what's going on there. But I get a kick out of the fact that we passed that. That's signed now, all set. And then... I don't know if it's signed. It actually went to the governor, but I know it passed the Senate, and it's passed both the House and the Senate now. And then we're immediately debating a plan saying, well, you don't really have to take it. So I'm like, okay, well, you don't have to take it, and if you do take it, you only have to get 60% right. Well, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? On the other hand, on the larger issue of parents and their ability to have a strong influence on their education, I'm a little bit conflicted here because the State Department of Public Instruction right now allows parents to opt out from standardized assessments for their children. What they're debating actually is a bill that would write that option into law and also let parents choose to have their kids skip other tests, ACT, work keys, measures of academic progress, as well as career interest surveys. I would love to hear from some parents about why that's necessary. Now, if you're homeschooling, I get that. So I guess if you've chosen a different path for education, maybe that's the way. But I'm having trouble understanding why North Dakota parents, and again, I'm coming from the perspective first and foremost here. This is up to the parents. The parents belong to the children belong to the parents, not to the school system. But I want to better understand why. What's the reasoning behind wanting the opt out? And let's use the civics test for an example. What possibly would prevent you from wanting your child to have the ability to show some proficiency on our founding fathers and some basic tenets of the United States founding, right? And by the way, not exactly like a tough bar, 60% to pass, and as a graduation requirement. But I'm scratching my head a little bit, wondering what the heck's going on. Now, according to a story I'm reading in the Bismarck Tribune today, North Dakota parents who have tried to opt their kids out of taking a standardized test have encountered varying responses. Some schools told parents that opting out is unlawful and could result in consequences. Schools don't always offer alternative activities for students to complete while their peers take the other test. Several people spoke in favor of the bill, including advocates of the movement to eliminate the Common Core standards for math and English. One mother said she's tried to opt her kids out and has decided to homeschool them because she couldn't get it done. What the parents are told is they have two options. You can either pick up your child from school or the child goes to the principal's office. In my opinion, that's making an example of the child and trying to scare the other parents into not doing the same thing for their children. And I, by the way, would agree with that parent. That's ridiculous. And if it's allowed, it ought to be allowed. I'm more interested from the standpoint of parents out there, the reasoning behind wanting to opt out. So that's one of my questions today. I just read the story. I'm thinking, okay, I don't get it. Aaron opines on our Facebook page saying, yeah. This ought to pass. They only measure the ability of a teacher to teach what is required, not what a child knows, or their ability to retain information. I have a child with test anxiety, so testing is not an accurate way of measuring his knowledge and retention. All right, there's one answer. Appreciate that, Aaron. Others, welcome here on the program, 701-258-0550. What's on your mind? A couple other things in the news we'll tackle, including a new budget number. Stay tuned, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash. Talk about a new service they have 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash, just south of the Pinnacle Cenex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Interior detailing. Tell me about it, Megan.
Absolutely. We do interior detailing for both pickups and semi-trucks. We do request that you drop it off overnight, and it'll be ready first thing the next morning.
They're open 24/7. What a deal. Drop it off. The interior detailing's done. Pick it up in the morning, ready to go at the North Dakota Truck Wash. Call them at 701-628-1550.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In Northwood, the What's in Your Town tour. What's on your mind, folks? Coming to you live and direct from a great city, Northwood, North Dakota. I'm going to meet some of the folks a little later on in the program from here. In the meantime, here's some things that are news. There is a new revenue forecast coming out today. a little birdie told me it is obviously a reduction in the dollars that can be expended, but not a big bombshell, not earth-shattering, nothing too dramatic. We'll find out after 11 today when the press conference happens. There were what they call caucus meetings last night, so legislators have an idea, and there's some buzz going around about the number. But we'll be digging into that over the coming days. But obviously, it will not be what they thought it would be. And again, all this will be is, what do we think the revenue forecast is going to be? How many dollars do we have to deal with in the 2015-2017 timeframe, the next biennium that's coming? But anyway, that's call that a little bit of, a preview of what we anticipate the headline will be. Numbers down, but nothing too earth-shattering. So looking forward to finding out more about that. The White House is having trouble deciding if the Taliban is a terror group. And I'm really having a hard time understanding why that would be a difficult to do. Anybody else got any theories on that? Do we not have enough evidence to say, it's one of these head scratchers that have you saying, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, okay? I'm really not. I just think the genius of America and our system is that, any of these crazy theories of, what do I mean by crazy theory? 9/11 was an inside job. That to me is a crazy theory, okay? That doesn't mean I think less of you for believing it or having enough of the facts and whatever, but it's because in my view, in order for that to be a reality, so many people would have to be silent. That's the beauty of our system. You know what I mean? Look at Snowden, for instance. Here's one guy at the NSA that's able to release some information, and I don't happen to agree with what he did, but that's just one guy. You don't think that guy would have been there for the inside job on 9/11? So, and I'm not trying to provoke that debate. All I'm saying is, I think when you have a White House that, like in this case, is having some difficulty calling terrorism and naming the perpetrators, they give fuel to the fire that somehow they're sympathizers, or this president's a sympathizer with the terrorists. My theory is, I guess they somehow have this naive view that if you just talk a little nicer, that that next attack won't happen, which is just ridiculous. Look at your television screen and the beheadings that are happening. But that's also a headline that caught my attention today that I just can't believe is continuing to be bandied about and discussed in the program, that we have to discuss it on the program. I really don't. It's kind of crazy, if you ask me. Just don't get it. One other story that I thought, again, If we sat down and said, what are the big priorities in North Dakota? What are the things that we need to tackle? We'd talk about the overall economic environment. We talk about keeping the momentum we have. I think, for instance, the infrastructure funding out in the oil patch. I think the formula change. I think our tax treatment, getting look close at some of these opportunities to improve our economic environment so we can keep this momentum going. But there's always these issues in the legislature, and I just talked about one, for instance, we passed the civics test, and now we're saying you can opt out of the civics test and other tests. But why? Here's another one is not exactly blinking dashboard, warning light that we need to fix, but one that is taking a little bit of time, and that is the brunch bill. This is the one that would allow earlier alcohol sales on Sunday in North Dakota. Now, I don't know if we did an Insta poll right now and you were able to text in your answer to us. I'm guessing that we wouldn't have zillions of people that would need to weigh in on that particular issue and feel as though, boy, we need to fix that, and I need to be able to get alcohol earlier Sunday and. In North Dakota, but it's being discussed. Somebody wants to talk about it, and so it's on the table today.
I guess it all depends on what time the big game is on this Sunday.
Well, go Saturday, Tom. Plan ahead a little
Sunday,
bit, right?
You realize, oh, wait a minute, I'm low. I need more.
Okay, but how big of a problem is that? I mean, do you think that happens to 10 people a weekend? Oh, darn it! Anyway, I got to wait till noon. I don't.
No, but it does happen to several hundred people on Super Bowl Sunday. Oop, did I say that trademark phrase? Sorry about that.
You can't say it now?
You're not supposed to. Unless it's in a news story or whatever. Oh, it's let's not get off on that tangent. My God, we could be here till 11.
But
most organizations love it when radio stations give their organization free plugs, not the National Football League. All right, there I said it.
Yeah. You can't say National Football League either?
Oh, you can say that. You can say that.
You just can't say Super Bowl Sunday.
You can't say in advertising is the bottom line.
According to who?
You're not the NFL.
Well, is that right?
They don't want you to capitalize off of their product. I get that. But it drives viewers to their product.
Exactly.
Not the other way around. It's not stealing from the product. It's enhancing the product.
So back to the Sunday alcohol thing.
Anyway, yes.
I mean, again, just humor me. Do you think this is on the minds of 1% of North Dakotans? 2%? Would we get to double digits?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I'm not. Look, that's the great thing about this.
Which has more buzz, that or the UND nickname? Or are they tied for dead last or what, you know?
Yeah, that's another one that's being bandied about right now. There's a new nickname plan on its way to UND President Robert Kelly. Going a little informal here today on the program. Anyway.
We're all on a first-name basis here, Scott.
Exactly.
That's
right.
Okay.
We'll have more to talk about on the big picture after the press conference at 11 on the new revenue numbers, but we do have a little bit of news to suggest that won't be.
I'm judging from the phone and text and email response and social media response so far, there isn't a big, strong feeling about the Sunday alcohol thing.
Right. Yeah, exactly right. Right on.
Crickets.
We're in Northwood, North Dakota today, and we're going to chat with some more folks from Northwood about what's happening here. Looking forward to that today on the program. In fact, I can hardly wait to talk to my friend Enoch Thorsgaard. You know, when you're 98, you've got some stories to share, so I'm going to try and pull a few out of them today. But do want to thank our sponsors that include Uglem Nest Company, your locally owned full-service ag dealer here in eastern North Dakota and the surrounding areas, Case IH, New Holland, Versatile. They represent a variety of short lines, two picket equipment, serve all your ag equipment needs. They're the Valley headquarters for edible bean equipment, Uglem Nest. Priority number one is you, the customer. Stop by anytime for a cup of coffee and a warm smile, and they appreciate your business. Mellon Lumber Company is right across from us. We're broadcasting from the Northwood Business Center. If you're looking to build, repair, or model, you need to look no further than Mellon Lumber Company right here in Northwood. Full service yard. The very first do-it-best dealer in North Dakota. Mellon Lumber's large inventory also includes lawn and garden, electrical, plumbing supplies, servicing customers from Fargo to Grand Forks to Devil's Lake. Everything you need for your important project. And by the way, they open up bright and early, 7 a.m. every weekday morning. Is that great or what? Skip's Petroleum and Propane, too. They're celebrating 50 years, and we're going to talk with one of the owners when we come back. Live from Northwood today, this is What's on Your Mind.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Northwood, North Dakota, with our What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows, Grafton, and Teddy's Residential Suites. We crisscross North Dakota because we believe in small-town North Dakota. That's the bottom line. Small-town North Dakota is really amazing. So, love being here. I'm going to get Mary and Mandan in, and we're going to meet a couple of folks from Northwood here today and talk about this great small town. Mary, Mandan, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want people to know that there's been a bill introduced up at the Capitol regarding our state beef checkoff. There's a group that wants to raise it a dollar. And so if you're in the cattle industry and if you agree with it or disagree with it, the legislators will want to hear your voice because it's a pretty heated debate right now.
What do you think about it, Mary?
Well, I'm not for it. I would like to see a little bit of reform in our checkoff to see exactly where our dollar is going and where it's being spent. A lot of it's being sent out of state to an organization that's actually fighting against the beef producer. The NCBA has filed lawsuits against USDA. The major one was on country boards and labeling. But, you know, if the dollar was well spent and put to good use right here in our state, I'd be all for it. But I think we need to look into it before it's mandated and given another tax on the cattle producer.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling and encourage others to as well. And you said that was House Bill
1238. And it's being heard tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
All right, Mary. I'm glad you're paying attention. And we appreciate the fact that we got a lot of folks that are, you know, at the legislature, walking those hallways, going to those committee meetings. That makes a big difference. So,
absolutely. Your voice has to be heard. And if you want your voice heard, you have to speak up. If not, things just happen and nobody knows about it. In fact, exactly. You can go to the sale barn and most people don't know about this increase.
Exactly right. Appreciate it, Mary. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you.
Welcome others to give us a ring, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're in Northwood, North Dakota today. And if I had to play word association, when I say Northwood, I don't say tornado, I say Enoch. That's the first thing comes into my mind because I think of one of the solid citizens of this great community, Enoch Thorsgaard, who is 98 years young and joining us today on the program. How are you, sir?
Good.
It's good to see you.
Thank you.
You know, I talked to somebody earlier today. I can't remember. It was Gary Emeneth, and he said, "Where are you at?" I said, "I'm on my way to Northwood." He said, "You're gonna have Enoch?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Do you have his book?" I said, "I do." So Enoch Saga, from horsepower to satellite in a single lifetime.
Thank you.
It's a good book, and you have your grandson with you here today as well. And I'm gonna ask you both to help me tell the rest of our audience all across the Northern Plains about this fine community of Northwood, North Dakota. And all the wonderful things. Dave Sagerholm is the grandson of Enoch from Bayview Petroleum. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Thanks for taking a little time to chat with us today on the program.
You bet.
So before you got here, Enoch, your grandson was telling me you were like the oldest active member of Facebook. And this caught the attention of
that could be. I got about 80 happy birthdays when I had my birthday on it. So they know I'm there.
And he's a Skyper too, Dave?
He's been trying about everything.
He does, huh?
Technology,
smartphones, social media.
I got a smartphone, but that's Skyper.
That's pretty amazing. So there you are. You got the latest and the greatest, right?
Yeah.
So, how you been?
Oh, pretty good most of the time. Pretty good. Once in a while, some mornings I'm not just top, but otherwise I'm pretty good. I still run around and check the cattle and do a lot of little things.
You look great.
Thank you.
You do? Absolutely. And still active in business and...
Oh yeah,
making everything go.
I bug David sometimes to live here, and I still count. I don't count my cattle, but I check them, and I've got a lot of projects always going on. I got always got a whole list on a piece on a sheet of paper, and I never seem to get them all done. That's why I stay here. That's how the good Lord leaves me here, because I always got a lot too many things to do.
He's got a lot of things on his list. Is he you know, active with you, David?
Oh, very active. We're he kind of drives the ship forward when it comes to progress and ideas, and that's one of the blessings I would say of being involved with the Thorsgaard family, and he's been an inspiration to myself and so many in the community, and that's what makes Northwood great is leadership in this community over the years, not only Enoch but other business leaders in town that work together to just, you know, show progress forward towards the community they're in and also those around. So
folks that know you know this story, but those that don't might not know, well, what an innovator you were in the area of ability to buy and feed and enhance and market cattle at a profit has been nothing short of legendary, and that's kind of the fun thing, you know, about watching what you've done. But tell folks a little bit about your world.
Well, I came here thinking about, I was going to talk about City of Northwood, but that's okay.
We'll talk Northwood before we're done, but I just want to talk a little bit about the legend that is Enoch.
Well, I started farming just at the right time, and you can't take credit for everything because it's your timing. If I'd started a few years earlier, I probably had never got out of the rut, but I just happened to start just at the right time, so it's been rather easy, just at the beginning, just out of the depression. I mean, I worked during the depression, earned money, which helped me start just at the right time. So, and there's been ups and downs. The downs were in the 80s when most every cattle feeder in North Dakota went bankrupt. They all did. We didn't. But that was a very difficult time. I lost big money every day I was working. And otherwise, it's been fairly good. Pretty good years most of the time.
And you diversified over the years, got into the oil and propane business, right?
Yeah, well, I'm happy I did that. I probably wouldn't be farming if I hadn't had some extra activities, because feeding cattle has been a difficult business most of the time. It's been too many downs, a few ups. Right now, it's an up. But.
And I see you're celebrating 50 years at Skip's Petroleum, so you've been...
Yeah,
that's been a long time.
Yeah, that's right.
And also served in the legislature. What do you remember your days walking the halls in Bismarck?
Yeah, they were good days. And if I probably still been there, if I didn't lose so much money in the farm that I had to quit. There was a time there I just couldn't stay there any longer because it cost you money to stay there. And I just had there was in the 80s there I had to sell land and do a lot of changes because it was very difficult. But otherwise, I enjoyed the legislature, and I would have stayed on if it hadn't been for financial problems.
Dave, what do you what have you learned from your grandfather?
How much time do I have? one of the things that the main thing I've learned from Enoch is the ability to give, that giving spirit, and entrepreneur spirit without stress and remorse. That's probably the biggest life lesson. Plus, being able to understand what a real faith is in God. Is an example. He's set an example for his family, for, the community, and so many other people. But also just perseverance, the ability to wade through difficult times and not let that end goal be shaken. And patience, which is kind of an irony for him. He's not real patient at times, but I think just the ability to analyze things from the human perspective instead of just from the financial perspective has really been a good thing.
It's one of the reasons that kind of way of thinking, that way of life, and how you've done that is, you know, why a town like Northwood's thrived. You and others in the community that have continued to do that. What do you want folks to know about Northwood?
Well, I have a whole lot of things. One of the big things that is so exceptional for this city is that we have so many men here who've been on national boards. And a national board is a big thing. And there's a big nation in a lot of cities. And we have a whole bunch of men that have been on that. And it'd be fun for me to rattle off some of them. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah.
I won't say the names, so it takes too long.
You can say the names if you want.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, the following have been on national boards. Like, for instance, Willard Peterson, of course, was on all kinds of national boards, and so was Keith Bjerke. Keith Bjerke most all of us know him. He received the top honor of the Farm Outstanding American Farm Award. He also went to Washington, D.C. and served as the Administrative Agriculture Stabilization Conservation Service, and he served as adjunct general of North Dakota, and then also vice president of University Relations at Fargo. And then Willard Peterson, he of course was on so many national wheat boards and grain boards and different things. And then we've got Ken Grenley. He served on the United Soybean Board, and Richard Ausley presided over the American Soybean Council, which is national. And Richard Groven was a United States Barley Growers president. And Marvin Cleaver, of course, started the National Sunflower Association. Rick Mellon served as on the Northwest Lumber Dealers, which covered the whole Midwest. And Grady Thorskud, my son, served the National Beef Checkoff, but he also now is on the Dry Bean Board, so he's been traveling to Africa and different countries. Ed Lloyd, the Angus Association is a very large organization. And our man Ed Lloyd here, which has the ag vice, served on the national board for the American, for that also. So we've had 9 national board members. But then it goes to the state. We have just a small, there's a lot of cities in Northwood, but we've always had presidents of several boards, like the North Dakota Wheat Commission and North Dakota Crop Institute, and the chairman of the Soybean Council and North Dakota Soybean Growers, and we're the president of the Wade Milton was of the Pharmaceutical Board. We're the president of the North Dakota Bankers Board, which is Mr. Austinson. We're the president of the North Dakota Implement Dealers, which, of course, is Bruce Uglum, and so on. We have just so many.
That's why Northwood's great, then. It's good stock, it's good people, and obviously that leadership recognized by the who's who of these organizations in these various groups. Very good point. Hang tight. We'll talk more about Northwood after a short break here. Back with more of our What's in Your Town broadcast after a short timeout. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
The North Dakota Soybean Council invites soybean farmers to the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 17th at the Fargo Holiday Inn. Join us for a hot breakfast buffet at 8 a.m., followed by an exciting lineup of speakers. Internationally renowned economist Todd Buchholz will kick off the day at 9:45, discussing strategies for competing effectively in a global economy. The sensible environmentalist and former founder of Greenpeace International, Dr. Patrick Moore, will paint an innovative, hopeful future where civilization and the environment will survive and thrive. And finally, North Dakota native Jerry Gulkey of the Gulkey Group will wrap up the afternoon with a dynamic market outlook. Be sure to join us on February 17th for the 2015 Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
PetroServe USA, under the red, white, and blue banners, are fueling America's energy revolution. That's right. PetroServe USA connects North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields to give you choice at the pump, including E15. You'll find them in Mandan, in the shadow of the Capitol in Bismarck, in West Fargo, Fargo, and Moorhead, in Castleton and Valley City and Wahpeton, over in Minnesota, Dilworth, Glendon, up in Bemidji, too. Just look for the red, white, and blue of PetroServe USA. And come on in for the friendly smiles and great eats. The 4-for-4 special is fantastic every day. Four items for $4. Get a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink or a big coffee, and two cookies. 4-for-4. It's a great deal. And the grab-and-go specials this month include Special K protein drinks, 2 for $3, and Special K protein bars, just 99 cents in your choice of flavors. The Deli Express Double XL sandwiches, $1.99 each. And Werther's candies, $1.59 for the caramels, $2.59 for the caramel popcorn. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Well, us in your town tour has brought us to Northwood, North Dakota today, and we're having a great conversation here. I want to thank our fine sponsors for making our broadcast possible. That includes AgVice Laboratories, providing a complete line of agriculture testing services and technical support to the U.S. and Canada. They have a laboratory here and also in Benson, Minnesota. They're a leader in the area of soil testing and plant analysis. For a full listing of the agronomics they do, check them out at agvise.com or call them at 701-587-6010. Skips Petroleum and Propane. Our guests know a little bit about this fine business. It's theirs. Celebrating, as I mentioned earlier, 50 years now, providing high-quality propane and petroleum products to the eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota region, 24-hour day, 7-day-a-week service. Demonstrating a commitment to a high standard of safety with all their installations and deliveries.
by honest, fully trained staff members. Skip's Petroleum and Propane Company, providing their valued customers with everything from affordable tank leasing options, bulk motor oil, bulk transport of propane, gasoline, diesel, biodiesel, residential, commercial, agriculture, fill motorhomes, grill tanks, heating fuel. If you're looking for efficient, environmentally safe energy sources, make Skip's Petroleum and Propane your first call for propane and petroleum products. Eastern North Dakota, Western Minnesota, 701-587-6131. All right, continuing our conversation about this fine community of Northwood, North Dakota. We're chatting with Enoch Thorsgaard and Dave Segerholm. And Dave, I'm curious, you know, Enoch gave us a great list of just wonderful leaders. And I take your point, Enoch. What you're saying is that's pretty incredible for a community this size to crank out that many leaders on national boards, on state boards. And I think it says a lot about the kind of leaders in the community and why you have the town you have. What would you say?
I would fully agree with that. I think the business community here, along with the citizens that are behind those businesses, have just really always stuck together and look forward to growing and prospering. The town itself is very hinged on a giving nature and a support nature. So there's a lot of the businesses in town do enjoy the fact that people stay at home to do their shopping and their commerce. But they're also willing to take that time to help each other in whatever they're doing. There's been a lot of the school program in town and just the hockey program now it's just been started and just different events that bring the youth and engage the youth in what I would say more of a heritage or more of a traditional yet functional family value to life. I mean, that's one thing I've noticed.
Priceless.
It is.
You can't put a price tag on anything what you just described.
Right. I mean,
you know, to the values, the character that will leave you with and living with that day in and day out, pretty amazing. So at 98 years young, Enoch, what are you most proud of about Northwood?
Well, like, for instance, that hockey thing, it's interesting that one man, Don McBride, I suppose it's 25 years ago, since he came to me, he says, "Hey, do you think we can you help us start a hockey rink?" So it's been in discussion that long, and it's quite a thing to see the beautiful hockey rink out there. But there's just so many things. As far as the business community, it's interesting that we have a lot as large a taxable income. I mean, we spend as much taxes on in Northwood as the three communities alongside of us, which are larger. And we got five banks here, which shows that we really have a very prosperous business community. And I guess I could go on and on about all the. I got a grandson that's a chiropractor here, and like I said one day, that we've got everything but a blacksmith and a horseshoeing man here.
Don't need a blacksmith and horseshoe anymore, do you?
No, but there might be somebody wants one.
What's that, Dave?
I need that because I have horses. So.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh.
But I'm learning.
And we have I've met people who started manufacturing companies, and they've said they wish they knew about Northwood because we've got so many things. We've got a stage two airport which has landed small jets out here, and we're close enough to Grand Forks so that the business people, if they want to use the city life, they can go there.
So I was going to ask you, what do you need more of? You want more people? You want more businesses? What do you want?
Well,
I would think we should start with some more housing first, and then.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're short of housing. That would bring a lot of people here. Right. After last flood, a man at 17 years ago, one man, it was a military man, moved in here just to stay for the night, and he's still here.
Is that right? Huh?
And he's a Northwood booster. So that the people come here, they like it here.
But Dave, housing's tight, like in most.
It is. There's a, you know, especially for the family size home. I mean, there's a lot of homes that maybe would be suitable for two people, two member families. There's definitely a need for family size dwellings. The school system here is growing. Wonderful school system after prior to the tornado. I mean, there's just a lot of things going on. We've got a a variety of skill classes, like more of a tech side for auto mechanics and airplane mechanics and different things that go along with typical core curriculum. We've got a nursing home, a full staff nursing home clinic, hospital. I mean, just it draws a lot of people for employment.
It's a great community, and that doesn't happen by accident. And it takes great leadership, and Enoch, you're a big part of that, as well as all the people you rightfully gave credit for, and we thank you for taking us on a little virtual tour for our listeners today. Thank you very much. Good to see you. Enoch Thorsgaard, Dave Segerholm, on our What's in Your Town broadcast. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Take a short break. Come back with more to your phone calls here on the program we call What's on Your Mind, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.